Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Before we go today, here's a voice you might remember.
WBUR has a number of different cruises to choose from. Choose from Jazz Boats with Mike Turk and Michael Kernan.
Tony Chinamo spun jazz on WBUR for 25 years. He passed away yesterday at the age of 76 after a lengthy illness. His tenure at WBUR coincided with a fleeting period in which Boston was a national center for jazz. Another former jazz voice from WBUR, Steve Ellman, offers this remembrance.
In 1972, he was already here. The one music sorely neglected by local radio was jazz. So for a shining decade or so, jazz became a major part of WBUR. Tony Chinamo was one of the jazz DJs on 90.9 in the 1970s and 1980s. Along with Wiley Rollins, Rhonda Hamilton, Ted Bocelli, Jay Branford, Rob Battles, John Gorelick, Steve Schwartz, and me. When Charlie Perkins moved on to New York in the mid-70s, they gave Chinamo the morning seat, that golden throne of radio. He had been Tony Sinamo before, a news director in New York City in the early 60s, and then program director of WCAS, when that station was the voice of Cambridge. He always embraced his Italian-American heritage. But by the time he took over as WBUR's morning man, he adopted the old-world pronunciation of his last name. He woke Boston with jazz until 1982, and then he went back to nights, where he continued to talk and spin through two strokes until 1997. Chinamo's listeners heard Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments, the tune that he made into his theme, thousands of times in versions classic and obscure.
I can use more than moments, pretty baby, and I know where you steal them from. There are so
There seemed to be a dozen jazz clubs in the area in the 1980s, and 100 working bands. Of course, there are even more great players in Boston today, and just as many great venues for the music. But in those years, it seemed like the Workshop and Lenny's on the Turnpike, and Sandy's and Wally's and Michael's and all the rest, were part of a jazz renaissance. There were jazz soirees at the Emmanuel Church on Sunday evenings, all-night concerts produced by the Jazz Coalition of the Church of the Covenant. And there were giants among us, like George Russell and Phil Wilson, Sam Rivers and Rand Blake. There were young monsters like John Scofield and Ricky Ford, Joe Lovano and George Garzon and Steve Slagle. And you could hear them for a nominal cover and a beer or two. Chinamo was the only person in Boston broadcast history to host a jazz show in morning drive time. He played new music and old with equal enthusiasm. He conversed with hundreds of players on the air, often at a far greater length than his listeners would have liked. He was outspoken, to say the least, off the air and on. When you listened to Chinamo, you got an honest show. Hard shots, love letters, mistakes and all. But you always knew that jazz came before anything else, that the music was his passion. Not a bad legacy.
Steve Ellman was part of WBUR on and off the air from 1972 to 2004. He's the author of Burning Up the Air and a board member of the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame. A memorial service for Tony Chinamo will be held at BU's Marsh Chapel on June 26th at 2 p.m. In lieu of flowers, his family is directing donations to the National Stroke Association. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.